This is Devion Key, American History, class of 2024, school year 2022 to 2023, and I will be asking questions about people's high school experience and getting really in-depth with the student body about how they let the experiences we went through impact us and what did they learn from it, or if it's still, you know, hurt to talk about. Devion. Today I'm here with
Afton,
and I will be asking you some questions about your high school experience today. How was your high school experience overall?
I would say pretty good.
Wait, hold up. Okay.
I would say pretty good because I learned a lot by myself being here at this school. And, like, also because the school is a college, like, preparatory, like, I'm really used to, like, getting, like, big workloads, and I'm able to work through them.
Right. Okay. I 100% agree. So, meaning it'd be better for college. It's a great prep for college.
Yes.
Okay. And how has the events we went through impacted your personal life?
Well, the incident, which was the shooting at the school, it did stunt my junior year of high school. But I feel like we're making sort of a comeback. Like, it's not always the same as before. But, like, I feel like we're stronger. We got, like, a little better at, like, security and stuff like that. But, like, in my personal mind, I feel like it made me a little stronger and, like, care for things that I really didn't care for before.
Right. I 100% agree. Yeah, but the events, I do feel like it do make, you know, some students stronger, and some students may still dwell on it, you know, I don't know. It might hurt people in other ways, bring back some type of trauma that they might have faced before. So I feel like I 100% agree with you. That's the best way to go about it. If you could go back and do it all over again, meaning high school all over again, is there something you would do different?
Well, I mean, in my personal experience, I would not do high school again because I would not. But I feel like I would warn myself of the workload, like transferring to collegiate after being at Front Hand, because the shift from easy work to like really hard, I would have like warned myself and like prepared myself easy.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you again, because I went to Cleveland my first year of high school, actually. And from that workload to me getting 4.0s every single time to now I'm struggling at a 3.0. It is crazy. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah. Okay. Now, what was the best thing about your high school experience?
Definitely meeting the people here. There's some great people here. I like personality, and a lot of people have good personalities. Like, I have good friends, like a circle, and we all meld with each other pretty well.
Now, what was the worst thing about your high school experience?
Well, like previously mentioned, the school shooting.
Right.
Like, I feel like that would be the worst thing about being in school in general, is that it happened.
Well, so if I was to take that, if that was to never happen, meaning high school, like a regular high school, what would be the worst thing about, you know, the school specifically?
Well, there's some things that the school could improve on, like getting more financial things, like the school computers. They're pretty slow, and like they don't get no data and stuff like that. But other than that, the school itself, like the environment, I wouldn't change anything about it because it's good.
Right. Okay. I feel you on that. And do you feel that we will be the strongest class to graduate due to the circumstances we've been faced with?
Yes, because we also went through COVID for freshman year, and then partial virtual for sophomore year. So, and then we have the incident. So, like, that's 3 years in a row where we've had something going on with our class.
Okay, and let's not forget about eighth grade either, because that started everything. That was like the jump start, no graduation, you know, stuff like that. So I feel like, okay, so what is your advice for the next class, 2025?
2025. Well, I mean, they would have already been through freshman year and sophomore year. So I would say just like prepare for junior year because we do have our ACTs and like AP testing and things like that.
Because do you feel like there's anything you would have better prepped for last year that you didn't expect to happen this year?
Well, the harder classes, because like even when I transferred, like it was pretty hard, but like it's just going to get harder each year that you go here. So just like prepare yourself mentally and physically to just do the work.
Okay, so I have one off the card question, and that was, how do you think your elevation has went from you, like your evolution of you from freshman year to now and to the next year? How do you think that, whether it's through work, through personality, through finding yourself, which is what high school is kind of about, how do you think you have evolutionized yourself that you will be remembered for?
Well, so the reason why I came to this school was because of the science. And so because it's a science school, I was able to like find my true passion, which is environmental science. I thought it was psychology, but I really want to focus on that as a career. And so having classes that focus on like different careers for school provides different opportunities for people. And so that can let them find themselves, like, and evolution.
I 100% agree with you, and I have one more question, and that would be, what thing at the school do you think, what do you think this school should learn to share some priorities with, far as how this school is mostly science, you know, which is what it's for, medicine and bioscience, but what else do you think is a vast majority of the student body that they want to profess, they want their profession to be in the future?
Well, probably English, because the English classes here are meh. Like, I feel like they could expand on that. Like, we have good science, math. All right, it's all right. But, like, coding and things like that. Like, there's some things about this school that excel, but there's some things that's just, like, on the bottom, like English. Things.
So it's basically, like, a hit or miss?
Yeah.
I feel you on that. Well, thank you. This is David. Today I'm here with
Chase.
And I have 9 questions for you about your high school experience. How was your high school experience overall?
Overall, it was pretty rough because it seemed like every year we had something different that negatively affected our year, so it was pretty rough.
Okay, now how was the events we went through impact your life personally?
So like the first one, like COVID and stuff for freshman year, that impacted my life because we had to do online, so I really didn't get to have like my full freshman impression on the school and like get to do everything for my first year. Everything I did, I had to do it my second year, and that just probably didn't feel the same as if I was doing it freshly coming into high school. And then sophomore year, we had like just different restrictions, so we didn't get to do everything either. Then this year we had the shooting, which didn't make me want to come to school no more for real, but it just made everything harder, took a lot of time off of school, and hopefully next year is better.
Yeah. It's just a recording. Okay, it's a recording. If you can go back and do it all over again, is there something you would do different?
I feel like it's nothing really I would do different because most of the stuff was out of my control that happened to us, but I was just wishing that none of that happened. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
All right. And what was the best thing about your high school experience?
The best thing probably was...
So far.
I guess finally getting a year in school, even though it wasn't the best year, but just having like all our stuff in school and high school. Getting a high school experience, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, I'm about to stretch this bitch out. Yeah, I feel like I agree with you on the high school experience overall. It was mid for me, I would say, mainly because I transferred from a new school, and I had to do that my second year of school due to COVID, which really trumped me my first year. And then me coming in school was another like big change, and the different classes, the different skill levels that I have to obtain to be in this school versus my other school is also what made this transition kind of hard for me. And also, when you said how was the events we went through impact your life, I feel like the events that we went through do make us probably like a stronger class, simply because we had no freshman year, a fucking school shooting specifically. What else did we have? What did I cuss? Oh, wait. And yeah, we just went through a whole bunch. And you and I agree with you again with the that we can't really do nothing about, you know, if we was to go back in time, because it was out of our control completely. And the best thing about high school for me was really just like finding myself and being comfortable with myself, you know. I feel like that was the best thing, because high school really do shapes a person. And for me to shape myself the way I want to be seen and the way I want to, you know, express myself, I felt like that was very important. And I have a couple more questions here. What was the worst thing about your high school experience?
The shooting that happened this year. Because it just, like, it was just, like, very unexpected. So it was just, like, when it happened, it just threw everything off. I didn't know what was really happening anymore. Didn't know if my high school experience was going to be the same. And it changed my whole perspective on school in general as a whole.
Yeah. I agree with you there, but if the shooting never happened, what would your worst high school experience be like overall? Like, what would be the worst aspect of high school, like in general, like just regular high school?
It worked. Oh, okay. You saying like probably the amount of workload that we get, and like it's for. Okay, I get your question now. It's like probably just the stress that come along with all the stuff, because like we get a lot of workload and I gotta manage that and like balance that out with my outside life. Mm-hmm. So that's like work and just being social or whatever. Yeah. So they giving us a lot of all of this work, and it's just a lot to handle. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I have another question off the record. What different challenges have you faced from freshman year to sophomore year to junior year, now coming to senior year? For example, like freshman year, it was you know, quite easy because you didn't have, you know, to maintain a job. The workload was, you know, lighter. And sophomore year, you had to, you know, do more work, had to focus more on your future, because it's when college will start paying attention and, you know, how you starting to get into the work field. And then sports, you know, and then junior year, work, sports, school, worrying about scholarship, worrying about senior year prep. Like, how was that hard?
I feel like it's just like the challenges was just like all of my classes, like just taking a step up. Because we started with basically everything we got now, but they just increased it and made it harder. And that was probably the most challenging thing, taking like junior level classes compared to like my freshman and sophomore level classes. It just keeps moving up and getting harder. But I think, but yeah.
And then it says, do you feel that we will be the strongest class to graduate due to the struggles we have faced?
Like you said earlier, I definitely think we probably are, because we hopefully not senior year, but we've had a struggle like every year.
Okay. And what is your advice to the next class of 2025?
Don't take your
youth for granted.
Like, yeah, don't take this time for granted. And like, just enjoy your time that you have. You never know what's gonna happen next.
Right. Now that I have finished all of my interviews, I have come to the conclusion that class of 2024 is a very strong class, and it definitely will be one for the books and one of the biggest classes to graduate in collegiate history and probably in world history due to everything that we've been faced with. Like, class of 2024 have missed their 8th grade graduation, had our year cut short, had to be set back, didn't get the experience of graduating from 8th grade, didn't get the experience of going into high school for the first time, right after middle school, going on virtual for the whole 9th grade, and almost their 10th grade year. 10th grade year being stripped down, having to wear masks, just to protect ourselves from such illness that affected the whole country, but specifically us, because of what we had to continue to do. We had to graduate. So we've been faced with a lot. And collegiate students specifically, after the 9th and 10th grade and 8th grade horrors, now we come to 11th grade and it's a school shooting, a deadly school shooting at that. And hopefully nothing happens for the 12th year. Hopefully that's the easiest year that we've ever had to go through, because so far, class of 2024 has been through a lot. Not to say that the other classes haven't, but when you really look at what class of 2024 has been through and what the other classes have, it's a very big difference, if that makes any sense. So I just want to say congratulations to all of the classes, but a special congratulations to 2024, because we made it. We've been through it. We got through it, you know? And we just got one more year. Just hang on in there. And when we're done, we're done. And it's going to be the biggest celebration to have ever happened. Class of 2024, Davion Key, signing off.